Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello everyone and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're getting started with our lesson called Getting Started Again. Yes, we're continuing this conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob. You see, Ben and Sandy want to start a business, and Ben is asking Uncle Bob for advice or some tips. Uncle Bob suggested having a written plan. Well, my question for you is, how important is planning to you? Nathaniel, what do you think? How important is planning?
Well, this makes me think of putting on plays. Some people like to go out on the stage and come up with things off the top of their head. Mm-hmm. Just while they're there, they'll do something new. But sometimes I think things should be more planned out so everyone knows what is going to happen and no one will get confused.
All right, that's a great example. Carolyn, what else can benefit from a plan, or how important is planning?
Well, I really like to make sure I have a plan when I travel because I want to use my time the very best way.
All right. Well, there's lots of different ways that planning can be important in our lives. Let's think about that as we enjoy today's conversation between Ben and Uncle Bob.
Getting started.
I guess making a business plan would help me think through all of those details. I'm more worried about the financial aspects of starting a business, though. It can take a long time to make a business profitable. How will I keep the lights on?
Your business plan should help you with that in a couple of ways. First, it should predict what your operational costs will be and how many sales you need to make your company profitable.
That would be a good indicator of how viable my business idea is.
Hi friends, this is your Word Lady Joanna. Starting a business sounds like a real challenge. Today we'll learn more about what it takes. Here are your key words for today. Aspect. Aspect is a noun. You should think about the different aspects of the problem before you try to solve it. Viable. Viable is an adjective. The idea is viable, and I think it should work. Grant. Grant is a noun. Maggie needs the grant so she can finish her studies. Outlook. Outlook is a noun. The outlook for this week's weather is great. Your more information word is keep the lights on. Keep the lights on is an idiom. Do you think you're ready for the challenge of starting your own business? Before you decide, let's hear the rest of the article.
Well, it is a good idea to make sure your business is going to make money before you start. Now, at the beginning, we have Ben talking to his Uncle Bob. Now, Nathaniel, would you mind reading Ben for
us? Oh, sure, I'll read Ben. I guess making a business plan would help me think through all of those details. I'm more...
Oh, now, see, we have think through. If you think something through, then you really want to take some time to think about it. Now, Gabe, how would you use think through?
Good question. Think through. You know, sometimes we have conflicts in our relationships with people. Something they said makes us angry, and we want to say something to them right away. But it's important to think through what you're going to say. You don't want to continue the argument or the quarrel or the fight. I think sometimes it's good to think through and even write out what you're planning on saying to that person before you go and confront the person. Think through these things, otherwise you might say something you regret.
So you do want to try to think things through, and mm-hmm. You should ask yourself, well, did I think this through? Is it a good idea? Oh, sorry about that, Nathaniel. Please, continue, Ben.
I'm more worried about the financial aspects of starting a business, though.
Wait. Good. That was very good, Nathaniel. I mean, Ben. We have a key word to talk about here. From the word bank, it is the word aspect. An aspect of something is like the part or the angle. Many things have many parts or different angles you can view from. So we're talking about the financial aspect of starting a business. There could be other aspects of starting a business, but we're talking about the financial aspect. How else can you use that word aspect, Carolyn?
Well, if you are starting a business, you also might want to think about the aspect of time. How much time are you going to have to spend to start your business, and how many hours are you going to be open each day? So time could be another aspect when having a business.
All right, that's one aspect. What's another aspect we might talk about?
Well, if you're starting a business, you should probably pay attention to the aspect of the economy. How is the country doing financially with their money? How are sales? These are all important aspects to think through. Let's continue with this line. It can take a long time to make a business profitable.
Oh, now Nathaniel, that's a really great word, profitable. And it is important for your business to be profitable because that means that it will make money. What else can be profitable, Gabe?
Profitable. Well, of course you can make money, you can make more money. You sell one thing and you're making money. Okay, you buy something, you sell it for more, you're making a profit. Okay, that's profitable. I think of maybe emotional things as profitable too. You invest time into a friend and that could be profitable for your relationship. You spend time with somebody and then your friendship is even better. That is profitable for your friendship.
Oh, great. Okay, well, let's finish what Ben has to say. Yeah.
Finally.
Wait. We need to talk about that phrase there, to keep the lights on. This is a good phrase to know, when you keep the lights on. It's an idiom that means you have enough to make sure the electricity is running, to make sure that your business is going well and that it will not end. You're keeping the lights on. It's easy to remember because if you have money, then you can pay the electricity bill and your lights can stay on. So keep the lights on with your business. Guys, can I continue? Can I be Uncle Bob?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, Uncle Bob, here we go.
Your business plan should help you with that in a couple of ways. First, it should predict what your operational costs will be and how many sales you need to make your company profitable.
Okay, now it's my turn to interrupt a second. Operational cost is a very good phrase, and we just need one to explain it really quickly. An operational cost is how much money it takes to operate something. An operational cost. Of course, that's something that you're going to need to think about if you're running a business. Now, Carolyn, would you like to be Ben this time?
Oh, can I be Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great. That would be a good indicator of how viable my business idea is.
Excellent, Carolyn. Ben, I think right now we need to talk about that word bank word. It is viable. What is viable? Well, if something is viable, it's practical, and you know that it's able to work in the right conditions. So if everything is going smoothly, then maybe your company idea is a viable idea. Well, Nathaniel, what else could be viable in life?
Well, there's lots of things that are necessary in life and a lot of things that are viable as well, things that we should consider doing. It's a viable consideration to explore other countries outside of your own. It may be viable for you financially, or maybe not. You might need to save some money, and then it would be viable.
That's a good point. Maybe it's a great idea, but you don't have enough money. It's not a viable option right now, but it could be a viable option in the future. So how viable is Ben's business idea? Well, we'll see. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. So let's go there now. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Today, we continue to talk about what to consider before starting a business or setting up a company. But Steve, I just have a simple question. Which pronoun should we use when we refer to a business or company? It or they?
You know, it's hard to believe, but there's a small debate raging among English grammarians over which pronouns we should use when we refer to collective nouns like businesses, companies, and organizations.
Now, in the media, we see it both ways. For example, we might read, Microsoft said they are ready to hire 100 computer programmers.
And then the alternative, Microsoft said it is ready to hire 100 computer programmers. It's a very small change. One pronoun is plural, while the other is singular. But it makes a big difference.
Now, in the first example, using the plural pronoun they seems to present the company with a more personal human face. A good public relations move, I would say.
Exactly. Of course, companies, businesses, and organizations are made up of many people, but these things are collective nouns. Each one should be referred to as a single impersonal identity.
So we should use the singular it?
That's what I think, Ken. But friends, I must warn you, not everyone agrees on this grammar point, like the British. Nevertheless, unless there's a persuasive reason not to, keep collective nouns like company singular.
这一课探讨创业，若是我们想要成立一家公司，该注意些什么？但是一个company，公司，我们应该用哪一个代名词呢？其实包括公司、机构和组织的名称，这些字在英文中叫做 collective nouns， 集合名词。这些集合名词的代名词可以用单数的 it 或是复数的 they。如果你是把它视为一个整体，那么它们就要使用单数的 it。若是要强调集合体里头有很多不同的个体，那就要用 they。一般而言，英国式的英语倾向于使用复数的 they，而美式英语会倾向于使用单数的 it。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Thank you, Ken and Steve, for explaining that little difference between they and it when talking about companies. Now, let's see what Michelle has waiting for us in the language lab. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, 大家好，我是Michelle. 首先我们来看的是aspect 这个名词。 S-P-E-C 这个字根有看见的意思, 所以aspect 是指角度或方面。 例如, when you design a new car, you always have to consider the safety aspect. 当你设计一台新车时,一定要考虑到安全这个方面。例如, you can look at the painting from different aspects. 你可以用不同的角度来欣赏这幅画。接下来我们看的是 viable 这个形容词。 Viable 是指可行的或者是可实施的。例如, the old payroll system is no longer viable. 原来发薪水的系统现在已经不可行了。Viable 前面也可以加副词来说明是哪个方面是可行的。例如, the health program is no longer financially viable. 这个健保计划就财务上是行不通的。We're
enjoying a lively conversation between Ben and his uncle Bob. Uncle Bob has some good advice for Ben about starting a business. Of course, there are different aspects to starting a business. Some things might be profitable, some things might not be so profitable. The important thing is to keep the lights on in your business. Some things are viable to do, other things might not be. Well, we're going to continue this conversation right now.
Getting started.
Right. The other thing is that you will need a business plan if you are going to attract investors, get business loans, or even government grants.
All right. But how do I go about writing a business plan?
There are plenty of online resources to help you. Most libraries also have books that walk you through the steps of writing a plan.
So, if I write a business plan, what do you think the outlook for my business will be?
A good business plan will answer that question far better than I can, Ben. Let's get some more coffee.
That sounds good.
Well, Uncle Bob and Ben are done with their conversation, but we aren't. Let me continue as Uncle Bob, charming old Uncle Bob. Right. The other thing is that you will need a business plan if you are going to attract investors. Get business
Wait, Nathaniel. Uncle Bob, excuse me, charming Uncle Bob. I would like to talk a little bit about that word investor. I think it's important because there are some other words related to it that are important to know if you are starting a business or if you're interested in something like this. You see the word investor, and that is someone who invests into your company. Maybe they give you some money. They invest into the company. Now, there's another word here, an investment. Carolyn, what's an investment?
Well, an investor would make an investment into the company. So an investment is the actual money that they are putting into the company to encourage business growth.
That's right. So we have investors here from the lesson. And of course, the verb is invest. You want to invest in something. You can invest into a relationship, too. You invest your time and your energy. And the other word here is investment. Investor, invest, and investment. Well, I'll let you get back to your line, Uncle Bob.
To attract investors, get business loans or even government grants.
Oh, now here we have a keyword in our word bank, grants. And here, a government grant is special money that the government has set aside for people to apply for. You can apply for a grant from the government, and this means that the government will give you money to help you with a certain project. Now, Gabe, can you think of any times that you might want to apply for a grant?
Oh, well, yes, I can. Actually, when I was at university, I wanted to apply for a grant from the government for my education at the university. I was in California at the time. It's called the Cal Grant. Sometimes the government gives a big sum of money for grants for people who want to attend university. That was the Cal Grant, but there are many different kinds of grants.
Right, so it's not just for people who want to start a business. Mm-hmm. It can also be for education, for improving highways, or even some sort of fine arts project, like renewing the beauty in your community by planting flowers. There are grants for just about anything.
That's right. There are a certain amount of money that you have for a specific purpose, like these things. Well, Nathaniel, how else would you use that word grant?
Well, grant can actually also be used as a verb. Hmm. We've been talking about it as a noun, but if you grant something, you give it to someone. It's a connected word, grant as a noun and grant as a verb. A grant as a noun is something you receive, but to grant something means to give it. Let me grant you a few dollars. That's something you could say, even if it is not too common.
Excellent. Well, who is going to continue as Ben?
All right, but how do I go about writing a business plan?
Okay, thank you, Ben. That was very charming as well. Right now, it's time for us to go and enjoy some time with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. I hope you're doing well today. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. We see this question asked in today's article. How do I go about writing a business plan? Our grammar focus is on the idiom, to go about. It means to start something. So the question we see in today's article is basically a question about how to start writing a business plan. This idiom is often used in informal situations. If you don't know how to collect information for a report, you can ask, how do I go about getting information for this report? Or, if you don't know how to apply for a certain job, you can ask, how do I go about applying for this position? So, next time, when you don't know how to do something and you need help getting started, give this idiom a try. How do I go about plus verb with ing? And you can find more examples in today's grammar tip section in your magazine. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym signing off. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we are going to go on listening about what Uncle Bob has to say. Now, who would like to be Uncle Bob this time?
I love Uncle Bob. I'll do it.
There are plenty of online resources to help you. Most libraries also have books that walk you through the steps of writing a plan.
Wait. Okay, good. That was very nice, Nathaniel. I wanted to talk here about some words in that sentence. Walk you through. Most libraries also have books that walk you through the steps of writing a plan. We see those words walk you through something or to walk someone through. What does that mean, Carolyn, if someone walks you through something?
Well, if they walk you through, that means that they explain it to mm-hmm. you in detail. So maybe you're having trouble understanding what you're supposed to do, and you might ask, well, could you please just walk me through it so I can understand a little bit better?
I like that. You can walk someone through something that you already know about. Maybe they're just learning. You can walk them through the steps of doing that. So we'll continue as Ben. I think that I should be Ben, right?
I'll be Ben if that's okay. I like being Ben too.
Oh, all right. Right.
So, if I write a business plan, what do you think the outlook for my business will be?
Excuse me, Nathaniel, we need to talk about that key word there from the word bank. It is outlook. An outlook is your perspective on something or what the future might look like. It's your expectation for the future, the outlook. So you could have a financial outlook. That means what you expect the finances will be. How else can you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, you could also have a weather outlook. And it's what you think the weather might be doing today, tomorrow, next week. What is the outlook for the weather?
That's right. And you can also have an outlook on life, your perspective on life. Well, we have a couple more lines in this dialogue between Uncle Bob and Ben.
A good business plan will answer that question far better than I can, Ben. Let's get some more coffee. That sounds good.
Right. That sounds great. That sounded wonderful, Nathaniel. Excellent. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看 grant 这个名词。grant 在这里是指补助款或者是补助金。例如 the project receives grants from various foundations. 这个计划受到不同的基金会的捐助。grant 也可以当动词，意思是给予或者是准予。例如 my boss granted my request for an extended leave without pay. 老板答应我延长留职停薪的时间。所以我们看的是 outlook 这个名词。outlook 是指展望或前景。例如 the general outlook for our company is better than our competitors. 我们公司各方面的前景看起来都比其他的竞争者有看头。或者是 the economic outlook of this country is bleak. 这个国家的经济前景非常的暗淡。And let's get back to teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Well,We've learned a lot from Uncle Bob today about what we should do when we're trying to start a business, and writing a business plan does sound really important. Gabe, have you ever written a business plan?
Actually, I'm writing a business plan right now. I want to know what you guys think about this. Here's my business plan. Wake up very early in the morning, go to the store and buy a big roll of duct tape.You know that big, thick, gray tape that you can tape across someone's mouth, and then when you pull it off, it really hurts? Yes, buy some duct tape. Go to Nathaniel and tape it across Nathaniel's mouth in an X so that he cannot speak and say everyone's lines when we're trying to teach. Then I can say everything I need to say and go home and rest in peace. What do you guys think about that?
Gabe, I'm not so sure that that's a business problem.Plan.
What, you don't think so?
No, it sounds more like you're trying to prevent Nathaniel from teaching. I mean, he was just reading the lines.
Yeah, but yeah, he said...
I don't think Nathaniel's really that bad of a guy.
No, he's not that bad of a guy. He's quite charming, isn't he? I think this is a good business plan for my duct tape business, for other people who can identify with my problem.
I think it sounds good, too.
Ah, it's a wonderful, wonderful voice you have for Uncle Bob and for Ben. All right, friends, we've had a lot of fun here today at Studio Classroom talking about businesses and starting businesses. I hope you learned something new, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Only Sid thought, but didn't say what he thought.
As long a dream as that, without any mistakes in it.
Tom arrived home from school to find an angry Aunt Polly waiting for him.
Tom, why don't I take the skin off you?
Why? What have I done, Auntie?
You've done enough. I go over to see Mrs. Harper, and I expect to make her believe all that stuff about your dream. But she had found out from Joe that you were here that night and heard all our talk. How could you come here all the way from Jackson's Island to laugh at our troubles? You never thought about having pity for us and saving us from sorrow.
Auntie, I know now it was wrong, but I didn't come here to laugh at you that night.
What did you come for, then?
It was to tell you not to worry about us, because we weren't drowned.
Then why, oh, why didn't you do it, Tom?
Well, you see, Auntie, when you talked about the church service, I just got full of the idea of the church service for us, and of coming to the service for a surprise. It seemed such a good idea that I just put the letter back in my pocket and kept mum.
What letter?
The piece of sycamore bark. I had put on it, "We aren't dead, we've only gone to be pirates," in chalk. I wish you'd woken up when I kissed you.